je peux. Merci.
Thank you.
Merci, Excellence, Monsieur.
Thank you, Your Excellency, Chair. Ministers, esteemed participants, ladies and gentlemen. For our initial participation, we wanted to take the floor to share our experience. As the Niger Basin Authority has already mentioned on the issue of water and peace, the Republic of Niger and all of the resources that we have, either surface water or underground water, are shared resources with our neighboring countries, Mali, Algeria, Libya, Chad, Nigeria, Benin, and Burkina Faso. And our territory has two large basins, the Niger Basin in the east and the Lake Chad Basin. In 1963, the first authorities of the Republic of Niger understood the need to participate in establishing basin authorities. And this is how the Lake Chad Basin Authority was created in 64, with four member countries, including Niger, Chad, Nigeria, and Cameroon, and then the establishment of the Niger River Commission. And there are a number of commissions and panelists that participate in this. And our goal was to promote regional cooperation and cooperation between regional programs and to preserve peace and security in a transboundary context. And in order to strengthen this cooperation, we want the fair and equitable distribution of water resources, and this was adopted by each of the basin authorities. And we have a water charter that includes annexes for its implementation. The ratification of this water charter by Niger proves the firm commitment of our country and the firm commitment of our country for peace and stability in these two sub-regions. And in addition, this water charter aims to strengthen cooperation with its neighbors, and we signed a bilateral agreement with our neighboring countries on sharing transboundary water resources. And this is the case with Mali, Nigeria, and Algeria. And since its establishment, the Niger Basin authorities meet regularly, and this ensures dialogue and the exchange of data on shared water resources. And thus, we build on capacities between member states, which includes cooperation for peace and stability in these regions. And in some of the regions of Africa, there are fewer institutional regulations that exist. And it is the case for certain countries that there is a lack of this. And so this is why we say, despite different cultural differences, we do share certain values, particularly as regards the importance of water, of transboundary water resources. And this is why we must support universal values of solidarity among populations that share these basins, so that we can promote the integrated management of water resources. Thank you.